we found out that so many of the big discoveries from the 1930s were forgotten and had to be rediscovered. And it was essentially Harrison Schaul and me who got this idea together, and we agreed that we would isolate the students in a place up in the mountains, so they had nothing else to do but go through the scientific ideas.
And then also some part of the summer school occurred at Uppsala.
Yes, but that was somewhat later. We had 2 weeks in one place and 3 weeks in Uppsala.
And another thing you are famous for is the orthonormalization procedure. How did you get to the orthonormalization procedure?
Yeah, I don't think I'm very famous, but the orthonormalization procedure I had to solve to be able to do the numerical work on the elastic constants of the alkali halide, which was my thesis problem. And it had to be solved, and originally it was a paper of about 100 pages, and then it could be condensed in about 5 lines.
You did the thesis with Waller?
Yeah, Professor Eva Waller.
And he pointed out that there had been some work of Lantzow.
Yep, that's right.
Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, the first thing I had to do was to read the Lantzow paper, and I found out that it was not sufficient to solve the problem. So I wrote a long paper about it, and then finally, in about half a page, everything could be condensed.
You also discovered the natural orbitals. How did that occur?
Yeah, it occurred in the way that since we knew that every wave function could be expressed as a superposition of configurations, the question was, well, which one of those could be best converged? And actually, the natural orbitals were the solution to this problem. And this has now been forgotten, of course. But John C. Slater was very much interested in this problem at MIT, and the natural orbitals were a natural solution to this.